And I say welcome to everybody. We're trying a slightly different format of service this morning. All the youngsters will be staying in with us throughout the service. We're doing it slightly different. We hope that not only the youngsters, but all the adults will get something out of the service this morning. And it's coming up to Christmas. And we're all looking forward to Christmas, but there's a greater hope for all of us as far as that's concerned. There is a second coming of Jesus. And that's what our service is about. You know, really, we can enjoy now with God's help, but our hope is in the future. And so this morning, I hope that you will all receive something of God. And when we all participate, I hope you will, because I think God will speak to you as you work through what we're doing. And so now I'd like just to dedicate this time to the Lord in prayer. And so, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you are a God who loves us so much, that you have sent your Son to die for us, that we might be with you forever. And so now, Lord, we ask for your blessing as we seek to worship you and to spend time with you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And now, Richard, the messages. Good morning. I just want to firstly thank all those that made mince pies for yesterday for the Churches Together Christmas celebration. And thank you for all those that turned up. We gave out 260 bags of hope yesterday. So, well done. And there were some good conversations. And it was just a good demonstration of churches being together. So thank you for that. And here beginneth the notices. Hey. Now, you know how busy this time of year is, don't you? And how it all becomes a bit like a driverless train, or it can become. Well, I can help that not be like that for you by you coming to the prayer meeting tonight. Because you put God first and everything else follows. And I have to stop there because I'm going to preach on this, I think, next year. So I would encourage you, if you were at all able to be at the prayer meeting tonight, we're going to be praying for Christmas, the events, Rugeley Youth Centre, and we're going to be praying for Andy and Jane, because Andy and Jane are not here this morning because tomorrow, prayerfully, she has a cesarean for the birth of her baby. So we need to pray that that happens as it is, because if it starts happening naturally, then that could cause problems for Jane. So they're part of the family, and we're all part of the family. So I encourage you, if you're at all possible, be here tonight. We are praying with Wildwood Church. I won't personally be because I'm on holiday. But we are praying with Wildwood Church on Wednesday, 8 till 9. At Wildwood, for anyone that's able to make that. The carol service invites are on the table. And just a reminder, on that Sunday, we only meet in the evening. So it gives you an ample opportunity to have your neighbours round to fill them with mince pies and love and whatever else. So that's on the 21st. Yeah. Now, New Year's Eve, Chris and Liz have kindly arranged, are going to arrange to host a New Year's Eve party with the whole Ritz. I've heard everything. Yeah, no, it's not really. So there'll be more details to follow. So if you've not got anything planned, then bear that in mind. Katie, happy birthday, Katie. Now, if you're free at lunchtime, then Katie is buying everyone a meal. That's all I've been told. It's the notice I've been given. You're paying for, if you'd like to join them, then see Katie or Lisa or Julie if you'd like a free meal. I'm sure that's right. No, I'm only joking. No, I'm only joking. And then, the last notice is one. And I don't want to embarrass them, but we are family together. And I want you just to be mindful on Christmas Day. If you've got room, maybe you've got room for someone that's going to be on their own Christmas Day. Somebody perhaps like Peter or Jackie. And I wouldn't want them to be on their own. I'm sure you wouldn't want them to be on their own. So if you're planning your Christmas Day and think, oh, actually, we've got room to have another person for a meal, then could you bear people like Peter and Jackie in mind? Okay, so I'm going to get... Let the proceedings begin. I say that because I don't know what's coming next. Okay. So, is that to you, Alan?
No.
Oh, okay. Is that you, Bill?
What's happening either.
Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
Why are you looking forward to Christmas?
Well, I know the answer should be Jesus, but it's really the presents. Oh, and no school.
No school and presents is okay as long as you remember the answer is Jesus. He was God's present to us.
If he was a present, was he gift wrapped?
Don't be cheeky! But yes, he was. And he was delivered in an awesome way as any present. But then also in as simple a way as possible.
What?
Well, think about it. Angels in heaven declaring God's glory and Jesus' importance, and wise men travelling a long way to bring important gifts. But Jesus was born in a building meant for animals.
Why?
Well, Jesus was, is, and always will be special. But he came in a way that showed he was coming not just to important people, but to everyone, especially the poor and those who have little or nothing.
Isn't there a song about that?
Yes, Away in a Manger. And the children are now going to sing it.
We came in slightly wrong, so we'll do Away in a Manger and then we'll do your songs straight after that, I think. Whatever.
Lays on his sweet head.
bear that in mind, because the puppets will pick up that that theme in a minute. But let's stand. And let's sing a carol ourselves. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
In heaven. Do you believe in heaven?
Yes.
So, where is heaven? I haven't seen it on any map at school or signpost along the roads.
Let me ask you a question first. Do you know that Jesus is coming back a second time?
You mean he's coming back at a future Christmas as a baby again? Cool.
No, Jesus has done that bit. He has shown us that he understands what it is to be like us, but also to die for our sins. And now he is with God as a king in heaven. He is coming back in the future to take us to be with him and God.
Okay, but still, where is heaven?
Heaven is where God is, and we will be with him in the future.
Okay, can I ask another question? What is heaven like?
You have to recognise I don't have all the answers. I think it is about time to get some help. Right, everyone out there, I would like you to get into groups of, say, 4 to 6 people.
You sure they can count to 6?
Don't be cheeky. Groups of 4 to 6, including children. And can you try and answer the following questions for me? The first question is, when we think of heaven, what do we think about? And the second question is, what is heaven like? We'll give you, say, 5 minutes to get together and think about what you think the answers to these questions. I'll just repeat them for you. When we think of heaven, what do we think about? And also, what do we think heaven is like? Okay, guys?
Right, well, you're getting into that. I've got a volunteer that's going to hand out some paper and pencils. So, in case you haven't got it, no excuses.
Bring it down. doing that stuff.
The questions were again, and they're very similar. When you think of heaven, what do you think about? And what is heaven like? Because that might, what it's like might be there. Actually, we've done one or two. It's like, what's heaven not like? You know, what's not there, if you like, might be another way to think about it.
Okay, guys. Can I have some answers, please? When we think of heaven, what do we think about? Anybody got some ideas you can share?
A party.
Wow. Anything else?
People.
Yeah?
No pain and suffering.
No pain and suffering. We'll have to speak a bit louder because only of us have got the got their microphones. And we're recording it, so yeah, can you speak up?
Yay!
That was new bodies, but nobody cheered for that one. No electronic games, and everybody cheered. I bet the kids didn't. No, heaven's for all of us. Come on, and other things. What else we got? No shopping. Music and angels. Oh, do you get to drink all you can manage? Yeah, but probably not alcohol, the spirit.
A perfect earth, how God intended it to be.
Perfect earth, okay. Come on, any youngsters? No war.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's going to be good. Everyone's going to be equal. So the youngsters can have as much say as the adults, is what he really means. No sin. Now how come the kids remember this, not the adults? Don't they put us to shame sometimes? No school. Does that mean we'll have learnt it all? I'm not sure, but go on. No pain. Anyway, it's all the bad things are dropping off. You hear this? No injustice. No darkness, because Jesus will be our light. Endless holidays. Yeah, we did say that. Well, it's somewhere in our group, I think. Joshua said helicopters. There will be things in there that we won't know about. Yeah. You may be able to do that, fly without having to worry about a helicopter. Blue sky. Sunshine. Good eyesight. Sorry, I mean, we will see all our friends and relatives that have gone before, said he with glasses on. But yeah. Streets of gold. So what's so special about the gold then? It's nice. It's shiny. It's beautiful. Go on in. Yeah, but there's going to be no cleaners in this all-inclusive seven-star hotel, so you're going to have to keep it clean. Light of the world shining there. Okay. A big party or an endless party? Big and endless party. What else have we got? We haven't had too many over this side, have we? Go on. Mini mansions and no council tax. Yeah. a beautiful place. And Richard's going to say, because he didn't come, he only came into this late, Richard Smith, he's not understanding what we're talking about. No heavy ground for planting anything, Richard, is what heaven's going to be like. No slugs, no snails.
I'm thinking no
cows. And no animals to look after. No responsibility. Lion was going to sit down with a lamb, but that's still no cows. Right. Anyway, I think we'll go back to the puppets now. Okay.
Okay, that was great. Thank you very much for all your responses. You worked really hard. Okay, I would like to play you a piece of music someone has written about heaven.
When I'm in heaven, tell me there'll be kites to fly. The kind they say you can control, although I never did for long. The kind that spin and spin and spin and spin, then sulk and dive and die and rise again and spin again and dive and die and rise up yet again. I love those kites. When I'm in heaven, tell me there'll be friends to meet in ancient oak-beamed Sussex pumps, enfolded by the wanton downs, and summer evenings lapping lazily against the shore of sweet, familiar little lands, inhabited by silence or by nonsenses, the things you cannot safely say in any other place. I love those times. When I'm in heaven, tell me there'll be seasons when the colours fly, poppies splashing flame through dying yellow, living green, and autumn's burning sadness that has always made me cry for things that have to end, for winter fires that blaze like captive suns, but look so cold when the morning comes. I do love the way the seasons change. When I'm in heaven, tell me there will be peace at last. That in some meadow filled with sunshine, filled with buttercups and filled with friends, you will chew a straw and fill us in on how things really are. And if there is some harm in laying earthly hope at heaven's door, or in this saying so, have mercy on my foolishness, dear Lord. I love this world you made. It's all I know.
Doesn't matter, the last will be first.
for the sad and the meek and the righteous, and all those who will hunger and thirst. So let the poor in spirit know these dreams are not of sand. Is your land.
The truth is, we know some things about heaven, but the Bible is a bit vague, often in kinds of poetry pictures.
That's not really very helpful.
Sometimes God does not tell us everything up front.
Well, if you were to describe it, what would you say?
I know it is going to be different to anything I can expect, but I also know it is going to be good, and I will be happy there.
So, will everyone go to heaven?
No. Unfortunately, only those who believe in Jesus will go to heaven. The rest will go to a place called hell.
So, what's that going to be like?
We do not have clear descriptions, but we do know hell will not be a nice place to be. And there is no bus or train transfer from hell to heaven.
That doesn't sound good.
It isn't, but there is nothing to be afraid of. If you believe in Jesus and know him as your friend, then you are guaranteed to go to heaven when Jesus comes a second time. Now, let's sing.
There is a song that we sing as a part of our worship time after time that explains a little bit about heaven. There's a place, so let's stand and let's celebrate. And it allows Chris to do this rift thing. There's a place.
Trying to pull this out without, what's it, decapitating the tree. Right. That's a quick prayer for Mick. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you will bless Mick at this time as he shares what you've laid on his heart, and that you will open our ears to the bits that you particularly want us to hear. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, it's an interesting question. How do we get to heaven? You know, is there a fiery chariot, or you know, is there a beam me up, Scotty, or you know, is there a Stargate? How do we get there? People ask these questions, don't they? You know, how do we get there? How do you get to heaven? Well, I'm going to treat this like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right? So, yeah. So, do you get to heaven by being good? Who's good? Oh, right. Well, we have some good ones here. Ah. Well done. Hey, that's great, isn't it? Hey, you're going to tell me how good you are, right? How good are you? Really good. Oh. He stands a chance then, doesn't he? You know, stands a chance. Right, so we've got, so you're an A person then, you're an A person. How about the next one? By going to church. Ooh. That's another way to get to heaven. You didn't think heaven is a place. Perhaps it's here. Oh, through the door, Bill thinks it's through the door. Right, by going to church. Oh, let's have a look at the next one. Here we go. Right, by helping others. Right, or by trusting Jesus. Well, we're going to find out which one of those is the right answer. Right, so let's have a look. Now, children, I want you to listen to what I'm saying, because at the end, I'm going to ask you some questions. Right, so I'm going to be checking up on who's been listening. That doesn't mean to say the adults can go to sleep at this point. I I don't seem to be getting much communication. Right. So, okay. How do we get to heaven? Well, of course, you've heard from our friends across there that it's all centered around Jesus, isn't it? It's all centered around Jesus. It's all centered around the cross and what he did. Yet he came to the earth to be born, and we're going to be remembering that in a few weeks, aren't we? Are you going to be remembering about Christmas? Yeah. Yeah. But of course, we know that he came to die on a cross. So the cross lies at the heart of the Christian faith. As soon as I look away, it comes on. Shall I look? Don't look at it. Right. So, Paul wrote these words. He said, "For while I was with you, I made up my mind to forget everything except Jesus Christ, and especially his death on the cross." Now, it's funny, the early church didn't seem to remember his birth. They seemed to remember his death. Right? That's funny. We don't get many presents at the time when Jesus died, do we? We only get them at his birth. And yet if he hadn't have been born, then he couldn't have died. Right? And because he died, guess what? He rose again. Right? And he went up to heaven. And he's there at the moment. Now, this is the exciting bit, isn't it? He's coming again. That's the exciting bit. It'll come in a minute. Right? And Paul said this was the message, is Christ, who is the power of God and the wisdom of God. See, Jesus came and he's brought his message of power and wisdom into our lives. Okay. So you've got a clue about how we get to heaven. This is good, isn't it? So, what stops everybody getting to heaven? You heard our friend the prophet say, did everybody get to heaven? Well, the answer was no. So, the problem then is, what stops me getting to heaven? The Bible says, all have sinned. Well, everybody has done wrong things. Is there anybody here that hasn't done anything wrong? I didn't see any child's hands go up there, so we're all right. Otherwise, we'd think we'd got an angel in our midst. Right. You were too quick, Bill. So, the result of our sin when we do things wrong is separation from God. Right? When we do things wrong, it separates us from God. It says in the Bible that sin pays its wage, which is death. Hopefully. Right, so there's me. Right. And hopefully there's God. Right? And I do wrong things, and the Bible tells me that's sinful. Right? And God is holy. That means he doesn't do any sin. So, we've thought about how we get to We've thought about religion. That's going to church, like, and being very religious, and doing and saying all the right things. We've tried good works. Last time you helped an old man like me across the road. Or, well, I am nice to everyone. And I give children sweets. I am a very nice person, aren't I? Very, very nice. Or perhaps I'm very philosophical. You know, philosophize a lot. But none of those, you notice, managed to get me to God. None of them bridge that gap. The solution is Jesus Christ. It'll come. Patience is a virtue. It's man. It's God. What do you think is going to bridge the gap between man and God? Shall we find out? Jesus Christ has bridged the gap between man and God. So, instead of all those other things, if I want to bridge that gap, I've got to get the help of Jesus Christ. I've got to get the help of him dying on the cross for me. So the conclusion of this is, it is no longer I that live, but it is Christ who lives in me. This life that I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. Right? So we get to heaven by trusting and believing in Jesus. So the question is, when we want to get to heaven, hopefully, it asks us what our response is. What is our response? Are we going to trust in Jesus? Or are we just going to carry on the way we are? Now, wait for this. No sound on it. I'll put a jingle on there. Never mind. He's going to come. Oh, I got the sound on the last bit. Jesus. And how's the place that we want to avoid, that we want to be away from? Heaven's the place where we need to be with Jesus. So I'm going to ask the children now some questions, if you've been listening. Ready? What is man's greatest problem? Yeah? Right, come down here. Come down. Come on down. That's it. Okay. Right, question number two. What does sin do? My goodness, mate. That's the end. Right. Come on, that's it. Come on down. Right. Who provided the solution? Now that was three very good answers. So, you three now, watch this. We're going to have a tie break to see who wins. Oh. Right? So this is a decider. How did Jesus provide the solution? That was the first hand up. Yeah, I was timed out. Right! Right, now you get the present.
Yay!
Right. Right, now this is a special present, right, because I've had a special message from Jesus about this present, right, because this present's like Jesus, and you can't keep Jesus all to yourself. What do you have to do with Jesus? Share him. So I want you three to open the box, and then we're going to share Jesus with all our friends here, right? And I want you to remember this for Christmas morning as well. Right? Come on, open it up. Ah, now you see, I've left the seal on. I wondered how good they were. I'm just testing them ready for Christmas morning. You have to open your heart to Jesus so that he can come in. I tell you what, shall we sing the last song and then share the sweets. Okay, so I want you three to stop here. It's all right. That we're going to have the last song, and then we'll share the sweets. Because otherwise, you'll be all chomping while you're trying to sing.
Let's stand, shall we, and sing The Servant King.
Seven.
Can I say thank you to our puppeteers and to our worship group? If any of you have feel that there's something that's been spoken to you while you're at the service and you'd like prayer, please come up afterwards. Richard has said, which we didn't say in the time, that we should also experience something of heaven's blessing here on earth. So we shouldn't have to wait for it till after we die.